You are listening to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, brought to you by M Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friends and colleagues, Carol Morgan and Todd Youngblood. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Never better. Good to see you again, too, buddy.
Yeah, outstanding. Carol, is
and
it?
And Carol.
It's good to see Carol, too. Thank you.
Thanks, Todd. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for acknowledging your co-host. Carol, is it too soon to start talking about and thinking about 2014 marketing and goals and stuff?
Not at all. We actually have been planning for 2014 since August and September in some cases for our clients. So it is time to get rolling on 2014 marketing plans.
Outstanding. Well, never too soon to get cranking there. We have an exciting return guest to the show. Say hello to Mike Smith, the owner of Harcrest Homes. Welcome back to the show, Mike.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
It's good to have you. Thanks for making time to join us. Mike, before we get into it, take a quick sec. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
I grew up right here in Metro Atlanta, out in Conyers, actually. Started in the construction industry at a pretty young age, 12 years old. I started working with my dad.
That's pretty young.
Yeah. He was a commercial contractor, plumbing contractor. And he did Kroger stores all over the Southeast. So every summer I would spend the summers with him a lot, traveling. Staying and actually he'd pull a trailer into the job site and we'd stay on the job site pretty much every summer. So
what an adventure. That sounds like fun.
And then later I started working in high school as a working in a cabinet shop with the shop teacher there at the school, working in the afternoons and summers. And by then I pretty much knew what I wanted to do. I wanted to be in the home building industry. Went on to Georgia Southern University, got my degree in construction management, and 92, started working with Carl Ryden, which would later become Harcrest Homes.
So tell us a little bit more about Harcrest.
Well, Harcrest, like I said, started working with Carl back in 92 as a finish superintendent, actually. And one of the things about Carl is he always would take his builders in and listen to their goals and try to help them achieve them. And he knew one of my goals was to be on my own one day as a builder. So throughout the years, he would help mentor us and teach us things that we needed to learn to do. And eventually kind of helped set us up so that we could achieve those goals. In 96, we set up Michael A. Smith, LLC. And then in 98, community came up, and Carl decided that he wanted to pull me in as a full partner. And that's when we formed Harcrest Homes. And we built together from 98 through 2004, and he decided it was getting to be time for him to retire. So we drew up a plan for me to buy his shares out of the company out. And at the end of 2004, 2005, I bought the company from Carl and came full owner.
Well, tell us about some of the communities that you're working on right now.
Well, today we're building in our newest community is a community called Hedgerows in Gwinnett County near the Mall of Georgia. Our price point is around $400 to $450. We do have some slab houses, slab lots that we could offer in the high threes. Typically, they're going to be a five-bedroom, four-bath. We do have a ranch plan that we can offer there also. And our other community is Royal Lakes. It's a little further out in Hall County. Nice, quiet, peaceful community, golf course community. We have four lots remaining out there. Three of them are golf course lots. Real big, beautiful golf course lots. One of them actually even has a pond backing up to it with the greens sitting right on this. A two-acre lot sitting out there. It's really nice.
Very cool.
And in that price point, we're going to be probably around $400 to $450 with some of our plans out there. And we do some on-site building, on your site building for custom homes.
So let's back up and talk a second about Gwinnett. I understand that Gwinnett County is really heating up again. Are you seeing lots of traffic, looking at homes out there, or what are you seeing in Gwinnett?
Yeah, of course, last year we finished up our subdivision in Forsyth County, and it was, as everybody knows, it's hot.
Mm-hmm.
Tough trying to find lots out there too. So we came back into Gwinnett, which is where we've always been, and really we really know Gwinnett County a good bit. So this community we purchased 17 lots there in Hedgerows last October, and as soon as we started up, our traffic picked up, and probably starting in January we really saw our traffic really take off. January, February, and March we had a good first quarter. It's kind of leveled off, I guess you might say, in Gwinnett with the, summertime came around, the rates jumped up. You know, we've seen a little bit of slowdown in the traffic, but I think now people are starting to to adjust to the new interest rates, and we're starting to see traffic pick back up again.
All right. We'll be back with Mike Smith after this short commercial break. Great news stories don't just happen. They are the result of cultivating relationships with the media. Public relations is a great way to add excitement to your marketing program, while also creating third-party credibility. With decades of experience of working with the media online and offline, the Marketing Relevance team is uniquely positioned to deliver your company's stories. Call us today at 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com. All right, and we're back with Mike Smith, owner of Harcrest Homes.
Mike, Homemade Atlanta is something that has always impressed the heck out of me, and I understand you've got some pretty deep involvement with that organization. Tell us about it.
One of the things is we're going to become a builder captain for Homemade on a project with Rainbow Village. Carl, who my ex-partner, it was president of Homemade a few years ago, and came to me and asked me, they had this project they've been trying to work on for a while, trying to put together, and asked me if I would help out and be the builder captain, and more than happy to help out.
Well, what exactly is a builder captain do? What's your responsibility there? Well, something tells me it's a lot more involved than you may think. I don't know.
Sounds like it.
Well, it hadn't gotten too bad yet, but I'm sure it's going to get a lot worse. Mainly my responsibility is I volunteer as a builder captain, and then what I do is I come along and I volunteer my time as the general contractor. And also part of that is to go out and try to pull in donations from our trade contractors, our suppliers, and elsewhere in our industry to try to help bring that facility to Rainbow Village at a much lower cost than what they would typically pay on the fair market.
So what does Rainbow Village do? Tell us a little bit about Rainbow Village.
Rainbow Village is a well-respected organization in Duluth serving homeless families with minor children. They currently have the capacity to serve 12 homeless families at a time, and our building will add 6 more units, or approximately 36 beds to their campus. Rainbow Village works, they work to break the cycle of homelessness and poverty and domestic violence, and boast an 85% success rate of families who remain self-sustaining 3 to 4 years after graduating from the program. And since 1991, over 750 individuals have transitioned into the mainstream as a result of Rainbow Village.
It's a pretty interesting statistic. That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of folks, yeah.
That's impressive. Be, what, 3 times that, thanks to the addition, I guess, in theory?
Yeah, we'll add six units to it.
Yeah.
Mike, you mentioned donations from some of the suppliers and other folks doing the work. Talk a little bit more about donations and how other folks can get involved.
Well, one of the things we're looking for, obviously when we're building, we're looking for anything people want to give us that we can use in the building. And of course, you know, this is a commercial application that we have an architect that has drawn it, so we have to work within the parameters of the architectural drawings. But we are looking for pretty much any type of construction product out there, from rebar, welded wire fabric, steel stairs, anchor bolts, Simpson tie down systems, shaft wall liners, you know, floor trusses, roof trusses, any kind of product, paint, siding corners, hardy plank material. Now, some things we can go back to the architect and do, ask him for permission to change products, so it's not that we have to stick exactly to the design guidelines, but we do have to get it approved by the architect and by Rainbow Village. And we also need trade labor. Everybody needs, we're all looking for framers, I can tell you that.
We've heard that more than once, Mike.
But we'll really be looking for free framing labor, or cheap framing labor.
We're thinking about starting the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio framing crew. I'm not sure how good we'll be at it, but
you can make money at it, though.
We could make money for sure. It might be highly lucrative.
I want to see Carol lugging one of those big pneumatic hammers. That'd be
Yeah, I think the whole thing would be quite funny. Yeah. I'm with you on that.
Mike, what kind of response are you getting from the suppliers? I mean, I would think folks would be all over being part of this kind of a project.
So far, really, I don't think we've really announced it a lot yet, but for the little bit that's gotten out there, we've had a tremendous response. I know I've had several phone calls of people wanting to donate their product or their time. One of the things one of the people that's already offered to help out is O'Dwyer Homes, and they're another builder contractor or building company here in Atlanta, and they've done this type of thing before too, but they have volunteered to be responsible for getting all the kitchen and bath faucets donated for the units. There's 12 bathrooms, 6 kitchens worth of kitchen or worth of plumbing faucets.
Wow.
That they're going to be getting donated to us. So really we're just now getting started letting people know that we're out there and we're trying to get this done. So we feel pretty good about it so far.
Well, outstanding. Mike, I hate to say it, but we're about out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you? Where can they learn more about Harcrest Homes? And where can they get more information on Homemade?
Well, they can learn more about Harcrest Homes by visiting our website at www.harcresthomes.com, or they can call me 770-831-6670 or email me at mike@harcresthomes.com. They can find out about Homemade through their webpage at www.homemadeatlanta.org, or they can call Gene Hilliard at 678-775-1401 or email her at homemade@atlantahomebuilders.org. And finally, they can find out more information on Rainbow Village at www.rainbowvillage.org.
Mike Smith, the owner of Harcrest Homes, it was great to have you. Thanks so much for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for your good work on Homemade. We
appreciate it.
We appreciate it. All right. The deal of the day is next, but stick around for our final segment with special guest Ellie Chin. We'll be right back.
Hey, Forrest, what time is it?
Well, Delaney, it's time for today's deal of the day.
All right, Carol, what have you got for us?
I have a deal of the day from Lennar Atlanta. It's on all of their single-family homes, and their homes are priced to sell, so you better move fast.
All of their single-family homes. That's a lot of property, I suspect.
It is a lot, but you'd better act fast. This deal is only good through September 30th. And it includes $10,000 in extras, such as outdoor living packages, sunrooms, finished basement, interior upgrades, hardwoods, carpet tile, fireplace surround, blinds, laundry room appliances, etc. And if that's not enough, $5,000 in closing costs with the use of one of their preferred lenders.
So $10,000 in extras and $5,000 in closing costs, that's a... Well, heck, that is a deal today.
I'd take the whole $10,000 in the outdoor living package, too. Have you seen some of the things they put together?
I would probably do something very similar to that. Yeah. That's a good idea.
The outdoor living packages are just hot. It's just fantastic what you can get in your backyard now. But yeah, and of course, there's a catch to this. These are select homes, so it's only on a certain number of their single family homes, but it's homes.
Okay, so it's not all of their.
It's really not all. But
no, it is all. It's select homes for an extra. There's another incentive.
Oh, okay, Delaney. I'm glad that I'm confused. Explain that to us.
This gets interestinger and interestinger.
So in addition to the $10,000 in extras and $5,000 in closing costs, if you buy certain homes in Fieldstone Preserve, which is in Cumming, Mountain Creek Estates in Marietta, or Whitney Landing in Dunwoody, you will also get a finished basement at no extra cost.
Holy moly. A finished basement with no extra cost.
No.
So they're trying to obviously incent those properties. Those sound like some good locations, though.
Great locations, great homes.
And that's a boatload of extra living space. You get the whole basement finished
off. You get the basement, you get $10,000 in extras, and you get $5,000 towards closing cost. Okay, folks, get in your car.
But you got to move by September 30th.
Got it, yep. You've got to have a contract signed by September 30th, so you better hurry.
Not a lot of time, but there's a lot of time to make
that's plenty of time.
That's
plenty of time.
Happen. That's some good stuff. Carol, where can people get more information on this?
They can get more information at LennarAtlanta.com.
All right. Well, that wraps today's amazing deal of the day. All right, and welcome back. We're joined by Ellie Chin. She is the Vice President of Business Development and Corporate Events for the Atlanta Convention and Visitors Bureau. Ellie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you. Thanks for joining us, Ellie. Before we get into it, take a quick sec and tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Sure. I'm presently employed by the Atlanta Convention Visitors Bureau as the Vice President of Business Development and Corporate Events, which means I oversee our 1,200 members, sales and retention for us. I also oversee our two major corporate events each year, which is the annual meeting that we produce in April for about 1,000 people. And then we have the Atlanta Hospitality Hall of Fame, which is coming up in November for about 450 people. So those are my primary roles. But before that, I was in New York City. I work for an event production company, so I've been in hospitality and events my entire career. And prior to that, I was in Nashville, Tennessee, where I helped start the Nashville Sports Council, and then also work for the Nashville Convention and Visitors Bureau, producing events for the Bureau and for the city and for the mayor's office. And here I am in Atlanta.
Sounds like a super fun career.
It has been a fabulous career.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit more about the Atlanta Convention and Visitors Bureau.
We were created in 1913, so this year we're celebrating our 100th anniversary.
Very cool. Congratulations.
Thank
Happy
you.
Birthday.
Thank you very much. And it's been a year-long celebration. We have done different programming every month this year to celebrate 100 years, including we did a huge gala in April. You know, our role is to bring events and conventions and tourists to the city of Atlanta and create an economic impact. There's about 223,000 people employed in the hospitality industry, which creates about a $14 billion economic impact each year.
Are there members of the Convention and Visitors Bureau? And if so, who? There are, okay.
There are. There's 1,200 of them.
Who should be part of that? Who does it make sense for?
Any business that could gain business from the travelers that are coming in. So we have everyone from hotels and restaurants to AV companies and florists and caterers for special event and parties and things like that. Attractions, our sports teams, all of the sports teams are members. So any of those retail, any of those type of businesses that either open their doors and a leisure traveler can walk in the door and buy or see and do or eat, are that those businesses that are supporting those efforts, and they might be a decorator that helps set up a huge trade show at the Georgia World Congress Center, or it could be a florist that are going to deliver centerpieces for a big party. So any of those folks. So we have about 1,200 members, always looking for more, of course. But I think it's an important thing. Our president and CEO, William Pate, always says a rising tide lifts all boats. So, you know, when we can bring in those large conventions and then everybody can work on those large conventions and their businesses are healthy, it makes for a healthy city. And, you know, the money that we are funded with and that we raise goes right into marketing the city of Atlanta. So we are day in and day out. I mean, we're a staff of about 70, 35 day in and day out are salespeople picking up that phone. Hey, can you bring your convention to Atlanta? When can we get the Final Four back? Can you bring, you know, will you think about coming back again? You know, you had a great convention here this year. When's your next open date that we can get you back? And we're consistently just trying to bring those folks back to Atlanta.
That's really interesting. I had no idea. So yeah. Talk a little bit about more about your members. What types of benefits and opportunities are available
sure.
to them?
So Atlanta.net is our website. And it's definitely a website that anybody could go on and see, if I'm going to visit Atlanta, what am I going to do in Atlanta? So on our website, every one of our members gets their own page, which is awesome exposure. We get about 3 million unique visitors a year. So they get to go on there and they can put pictures and videos and so forth. But I think one of the keys to membership, in my opinion, is we have a website. It's called For Members Only, and it's password protected. On that website is a list of every convention that's coming to town, including the meeting planner's name and contact information. So if you look on there and you see that, I'm trying to think of one that's coming up, let's say U.S. Poultry and Egg, they come in January, and you see the meeting planner name on there, they bring 25,000 people to town, you can reach directly out to that meeting planner and say, hey, while you're in Atlanta, do you have any needs for transportation or any needs for, are you doing offsite events and things like that? And so you can start a rapport right with that meeting planner. And to me, that's a key to success, because we have a lot of people call and say, how do we reach out to these visitors that are coming in? And I think that's one way to do it.
All right. We'll be back with Ellie Chin after this short commercial break.
When was the last time you browsed the web from your mobile phone? With more consumers than ever searching for your business on the go, it's important that you make a great first impression. Make sure your website is making the most of your mobile presence with content designed uniquely for smartphones and tablets. Get started with the team at Marketing Relevance today. Call 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
All right, and we're back with Ellie Chin, the Vice President of Business Development and Corporate Events with the Atlanta Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Ellie, I got to tell you, this notion of rising tide lifts all boats, I mean, I buy that, so I'm not arguing it. But if I look at 1,200 members, there's got to be a lot of those folks competing with one another. Talk about the balance between competing and cooperating.
And they are. They're definitely competing. So let's say destination management companies. Those are small companies in Atlanta. You know, they're usually anywhere between 6 and 13 employees. But they'll get hired by a convention or an event to help them produce something. So they might say, I need help with transportation, or I need help with this offsite party, and so on and so forth. That is a very competitive world. But I have to tell you, the owners of those companies are also very good friends. And they know you're going to win some and you're going to lose some. But by being a member of the Bureau, you're at least in the game. You know, we'll have a meeting planner call us, and she'll or he will say, I need a DMC. I'm not sure who I want to use in Atlanta. If I come in for a day, will you schedule them to come in and do a presentation every 30 minutes? So we'll set them up in our conference room. We'll have the DMCs rotate through. They all get their 30 minutes to do their presentation and sell their business. But at least they know they're part of that process. If they weren't a member, they would not get their foot in the door.
So what makes Atlanta special?
That's a great question. Now, you have to remember, I'm biased and I sell the city every day.
That's so okay.
We're biased too.
Okay, good.
We're all in that boat.
My husband always says, whenever we're, you know, have friends visiting and they're like, what should we do? And I, you know, get my happy face on. He's like, take the bureau hat off and just talk like a normal person. So my husband and I moved here 7.5 years ago from New York City. So we were new to Atlanta. We came for jobs. My husband works for Atlanta Sports Council. So we're both kind of in the industry together. And, you know, when I have to tell you, when we moved here, we were a little bit snotty, and we were like, oh, the food's not going to be as good, but the people will be friendlier, and it'll be a balance. And then we got down here, and we were shocked. And we've got an amazing dining scene. I mean, we can't, our initial thought was 7.5 years ago, we're going to eat our way through the city. We're going to try all the great restaurants. The challenge with that is you would be big as a house, and two, great restaurants are opening every day. We have amazing chefs in this city. And that's a big thing in New York. You know, people like to know the chefs, and that is a big thing in Atlanta. And like Kevin Rathbun was just one chopped. You know, he gives such great exposure to the city. We have world-class attractions. Can't be beat, hands down. Best aquarium in the world. No doubt. Nobody can tout Coca-Cola like we can. I mean, it's our homegrown product. We have these great sports teams. I mean, the Braves are doing amazing. The Falcons are going to have a great year. The Hawks are off to, you know, they'll get off to a great start, I'm sure. So we have these great sports teams. So what I tell people when they say, tell me about Atlanta, I said, we're Chicago without the lake. Whatever you like to do in Atlanta, you can do. If you love history, then there's not a better place to be. If you like theater, we have amazing theater and culture. You know, so whatever that is, that's your thing, you can do that in Atlanta.
Let's say I'm somebody that's coming in from out of town. I'm going to be at a convention at the World Trade Center for 4 days.
Okay.
And I look at Atlanta, and I think of the laundry list of things you just ticked through. I want to do it all. However, I don't have enough time. How would you advise someone that's just going to be in town for a couple of days, just the process of sorting through what to do? So
sure.
You get the coolest stuff, and not everything, obviously.
The very first question we always ask, like at our visitor centers, is what is it you'd like to do? What is it that you enjoy the most? And I'll give you a great example. We had a guy stop by the office, him and his wife. They just appeared in our office one day, and they said, we're here in Atlanta. I hope I can say this. We've been drinking for 3 days, and now we think we should do something. And we were like, okay, well, great. You've enjoyed our nightlife. That's awesome.
There are bars in Atlanta?
Yeah, believe it or not. But he's in shorts and cutoffs and flip-flops, and he just looks like, you know, he hadn't showered for the 3 days. And I said, well, tell me what it is that you like to do. And he goes, I love art. Well, and that, I had to tell you, I was blown away because I didn't think art was going to come out of this guy's mouth. And I said, oh my gosh, we've got this great exhibit at the High with the girl with the pearl earring, and you should go down and see that, and blah, 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 and we gave him the information. So we usually start there because otherwise it's an hour-long conversation of, well, if you like to do this, you could go here. So we try to get them focused in, and then we send them in the right direction. You know.
So there's obviously lots to do in Atlanta, and we attract a whole lot of visitors. Oh, how many visitors did we attract last year? What do you think we're going to do this year?
We had a really exciting 2012 because for the first time in the history of the city, we had 42.3 million visitors come to the city. And that is domestic only. That doesn't include our international travel. So that's exciting because Las Vegas had 39.7 million visitors. It put us ahead of Vegas.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
And I tell
that
you,
blows
we
me.
Have
that blows
been
me away.
Celebrating that in the office like you couldn't believe.
Wow.
It still puts us behind the mouse, Orlando, and New York City. Orlando's around 52, 54, and New York's about 50. So that's big news for us. Now, I have to tell you, we did a press conference with the mayor to announce this because we were all just super stoked about it. And at the press conference, William Pate, our president and CEO, gets up and he's like, this is great, and we're so excited. And he said, by the end of the decade, we're going to hit 50 million visitors. Wow. You could see the whole CVB staff was like, oh, man, we're so tired.
We're going to need help.
That's exactly right.
70 of us aren't enough. We need more.
That's right. So, you know, we have lofty goals. And thanks to the airport and our location, we just get so many travelers through Atlanta. It's fantastic, and it's so easy to get in and out of here.
Congrats on the great work. Ellie, we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you and learn more about the Atlanta Convention and Visitors Bureau?
Sure. My email is echin, that's C-H-I-N, at atlanta.net.
All right. Ellie Chin, the Vice President of Business Development and Corporate Events for the Atlanta Convention and Visitors Bureau. It was great to have you. Thanks so much for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's broadcast. Check us out by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. If you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd appreciate a customer rating and review on iTunes. So on behalf of today's guests, Mike Smith and Ellie Chin, show producer Delaney Langston, my co-hosts Carol Morgan and Todd Youngblood, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.